From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is set to lead another town hall meeting at this hour on plans to overhaul the nation's health care system. Today's session is in Grand Junction, Colorado, and Marilyn Gleason of member station KDNK is at the high school where the event is being held.
That was the Palisade High School band. They've come to Grand Junction today in anticipation of President Obama's appearance here as part of his town hall meeting series. Palisade is a town nearby Grand Junction. We did see a large airplane with the United States flag flying over just a few minutes ago. So the crowd of protesters and supporters here are definitely anticipating President Obama's arrival here in just a few minutes.
Marilyn Gleason reporting. In his weekly address today, Mr. Obama said people have legitimate differences over the health care issue worthy of real discussion. GOP Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah says Americans are right to be asking hard questions about the health care overhaul legislation being considered by Congress.
After the rushed stimulus bill, Americans are rightly concerned about what is being pushed through the Democratic Congress. The rush to pass something that will affect every American life and one-sixth of our economy has raised concerns all around our nation.
Hatch gave the Republicans' weekly address today. Seven people were killed and nearly 100 injured when a suicide bomber detonated a blast outside NATO headquarters in Afghanistan today, just days before the country's presidential election. NPR's Jackie Northam has more.
The Taliban were quick to claim responsibility for the blast outside the main gate of the sprawling NATO headquarters in the heart of Kabul. The bomber managed to pass through three checkpoints before detonating 600 pounds of explosives in the car. A Taliban spokesman told Reuters news agency the real target was the nearby U.S. embassy. A NATO spokesman says among the dead and injured are members of the coalition military force and young children who spend their days outside NATO headquarters selling sweets to Westerners. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
Senator Jim Webb of Virginia had a rare meeting with the top military ruler in Myanmar today, and Webb's office says he will leave Myanmar tomorrow with an American man who was sentenced to prison this week for swimming to the home of pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The BBC's Andre Vornik has more.
Senator Webb appears to have convinced the Burmese authorities of his goodwill. Thanks to him, John Yetor, who'd been sentenced to 7 years hard labor, will be freed and deported. For her part, Aung San Suu Kyi, who because of Mr. Yetor's actions received an extended term of house arrest, is unlikely to be shown such mercy. She did, however, agree to meet Senator Webb, suggesting she sees some merit in the Americans' new policy of engagement with her jailers. The Obama administration seems to have concluded that ever tighter sanctions and isolation may no longer be the best approach.
This is NPR. A prison in Durango, Mexico, has been secured after a riot among inmates left 19 people dead and at least 20 others injured. NPR's Jason Bobien has the story from Mexico City.
Inmates armed with guns and knives clashed for almost 2 hours at a prison about 150 miles south of the Texas border. Officials say all of the dead were inmates and most died from gunshot wounds. The Secretary of Security for the state of Durango blamed the riot on rival gangs, who he said were fighting for, in his words, dominance at the facility. He said the presence of federal prisoners picked up in Mexico's drug war has exacerbated tensions at the medium-security prison. He added that his office is investigating how so many weapons got into the hands of prisoners. Mexico's prisons are notoriously overcrowded and often run by corrupt guards and powerful inmates. Over the last year, three other riots in Mexican prisons all along the U.S. border left more than 65 people dead. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Mexico City.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is urging residents of the state to abide by mandatory evacuation orders in areas threatened by a dozen wildfires in parched areas of California. The largest of the fires is in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Flames have spread over about an 8-square-mile area there. CAL FIRE firefighter John Olson says hundreds are battling that blaze.
The weather's been really erratic lately. As far as today, it's been fairly calm as far as winds. But they're expecting something to get hotter and drier over the next day or two, which is going to definitely make things more difficult.
That fire has forced the evacuation of about 2,400 people. The blaze is about 30% contained so far. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.